The sad results of David's sin. Absalom was permitted to return to Jerusalem, but not to appear at court or to meet his father. Tenderly as he loved this beautiful and gifted son, David felt it necessary that abhorrence for such a crime should be manifested. Absalom lived 2 years in his own house, banished from the court. His sister's presence kept alive the memory of the irreparable wrong she had suffered. In popular estimation, the prince was a hero rather than an offender, and he set himself to gain the hearts of the people. His personal appearance was such as to win the admiration of all. In all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty, from the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. David's action in permitting him to return to Jerusalem, and yet refusing to admit him to his presence, enlisted in his behalf the sympathies of the people. David was weak and irresolute, when before his sin he had been courageous and decided. This favored the designs of his son. Through the influence of Joab, Absalom was again admitted to his father's presence. He continued his scheming, sedulously courted popular favor, and artfully turned every cause of dissatisfaction to his own advantage. Day by day this man of noble mien might be seen at the gate of the city, where a crowd of suppliants waited to present their wrongs for redress. Absalom listened, expressing sympathy with their sufferings and regret at the inefficiency of the government. "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so, that when any man came nigh to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him.